This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
According to Reaction Unit South Africa, fraudsters have been spotted near legitimate auto glass businesses, and apparently there's a lot of scams, you know, going on.
This morning we're talking to car expert Dumelo Meaba. Dumelo, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great, great. You know, Dumelo, do you find this happening a lot to people, mostly because they want to bypass the system, even outside dealerships? We were talking about a story explaining that there are suspects who pretend to be employees. They would stand nearby, like the, for example, a legitimate auto glass business. And when people come by, they talk to them as if they were going to meet them outside, you know, as if they are legit, but they are not. They end up scamming them. Have you heard of stories like this generally just, you know, going on?
Yeah, they happen a lot before, but usually what happens is they would happen at parts retailers. That's where they are prevalent, because people that are not mechanics, don't know how to fix cars, would just go buy parts there hoping to save a buck, but and they end up losing more money. But this is something that happens a lot at places that sell parts or consumables for the cars. It's very difficult for that kind of scams to happen at dealerships, because usually dealerships don't hand over the parts to you as a client. So you would pay for the parts, but then they would be taken to the workshop type of thing. So in places where you have to buy parts and go fix yourself, that's where usually it happens. Look, my mother-in-law likes saying, many a times, if you just follow the channels, you would realize that you get to save a lot more money than when you are trying to bypass, because many a times there isn't really a bypass on certain things, especially when we're dealing with cars.
Yes, you talk about like saving money, Dumelo, but we understand that the local mechanic is only trying to make a living here. But what are some of the dangers, except for say, we understand you save money, but what are the dangers that come with fixing your car at, you know, unauthorized places? Can you advise what you normally, tell people who prefer street value over fixing their cars at an authorized dealership?
Yeah, so as much as we acknowledge the fact that someone is trying to make a living, let them make a living through the right channels. I mean, South Africa, as our laws are not as strict, especially when it comes to cars. For example, each and every person can fix their car outside the dealership that they where they bought their cars, right? This is part of the consumer protection and consumer rights. But when you're fixing your car, go to the local mechanic who is RMI approved. This way, you're protecting yourself and your assets. I have seen people, Mr. Jones, who lost their cars because they could not pay the mechanic on time, or the car, they lost parts because the mechanic kept on saying, yeah, the car will be fixed next week, I'll come in 2 weeks type of thing. And then you end up losing interest in that vehicle, or by the time you get there, the car is in a condition where it is beyond fixing. So many a time, as a consumer, look for places that if something goes wrong, you would have some kind of recourse. Because ask yourself, that mechanic that's fixing under a tree somewhere, if your car was to bend there, would you be able to claim for that car? Would the insurance pay you for that? You know, type of thing. Because a lot of times we try to save money, but we really, really push it to the extreme. Many people, I'll take you back to the guys that stand outside auto parts places, right? Many of them just saw Jones installing lights and they figured, I can do this. They don't know how to. They are not experts in this thing. So you go take your 500,000, 300,000 rand assets to that very same person to try and fix it for you, because you're trying to save, 1,000 rand? So at the end of the day, if something is to go wrong, then you've got a problem. I'll give you an example of an experience that I was there. So if you drive, there are cars that when you have to replace the light bulbs, right, the headlight bulbs, you don't need screws, you don't need screwdrivers. And this lady buys the light bulbs from this auto parts place, and then ask this guy to change. This guy was bringing screwdrivers, and I'm there witnessing this whole thing, and I'm thinking, hey, where does that get involved? You know, those are some of the challenges you get when you're trying to save money by not going through authorized challenges. But the most important thing is, should something wrong happen in this whole transaction, where are you going to complain at the end of the day? You should ask yourself that.
I hear you. I hear you, Tumelo. Thank you so much for coming through and talking to us. All right. No, the thing is, I have a lot to say, but no. We're out of time. I'm going to leave it here. Someone is thinking, Natumelo, my car is old and in Cyril's economy, already. But we will leave it here. That's car expert Tumelo Muyaba talking to us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.